Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow, 18:26. Johannesburg, 16 up to 26. And Polokwane, 18:24.
Very busy roads this Friday afternoon. The traffic is very slow in Sandton on the M1 South due to an accident near Grayston Drive. And in Lynbro Park, there's a collision on the N3 North at Marlborough Drive with queuing traffic there.
In your sport headlines, Nizam Kaul will lead the Bulls against the Sharks tomorrow with Willy Leroux back at 10. And Jamal Musiala signs with Bayern Munich until 2030.
The Special Investigating Unit says it has now recouped over 2 billion rand from tertiary institutions in its NSFAS investigations since 2022. The latest recovery of unallocated funds is 4 million rand, the sum from the Isayidi TVET College in KwaZulu-Natal. Forensic investigator Paul Bulwana is one of the unit members who briefed Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Higher Education and Training a bit earlier.
So in KwaZulu-Natal, University of Zululand, we have recovered 58 million. In Majuba TVET College, we have recovered 25 million. This is just a provisional amount. We still need to go back and do the quantify to say how much exactly are you still owing to NSFAS.
In Johannesburg, the Randburg Magistrates Court said it noted Tiona Moodley's attempts to distance herself from the allegations against her partner, Darren Wilkin. This after the pair were arrested for allegedly storing and selling millions of images depicting the sexual abuse of minors. In her affidavit, Moodley pleaded ignorance and said she was merely used by her boyfriend. However, the state argued that she was a willing participant who tried to erase electronic evidence linking her to the alleged crime.
I find that there isn't likelihood that the applicants will attempt to conceal or destroy evidence, and it must be taken into account the ease at which the evidentiary material could be concealed or destroyed due to the nature of cybercrime itself.
Meanwhile, the former CFO of the Northwest Development Corporation, Kudakwashe Mpofu, has been denied bail in his fraud trial. He was arrested earlier last month by the Hawks for submitting fraudulent South African permanent residence when applying for a job in the same entity. Cliff Shiko reports it's not the first time he had a run-in with the law.
In 2024, Mpofu was charged with fraud and contravention of the Immigration Act. The state presented evidence from the Department of Home Affairs that Mpofu's permanent residence permit was fraudulent. The state opposed his release on bail, saying Mpofu is a flight risk and might evade trial because he's in the country legally. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
And in the Johannesburg CBD, the Speaker of the City Council, Nobuhle Mtsembu, was audibly frustrated by the slow pace of reparations at Lillian Ngoyi Street. The road was damaged in 2023, this now due to an underground methane gas explosion. It led to the death of one person and 40 others were injured. Lebohang Dashe was there when she visited the area.
With phase one set to be completed by August, Mtembu says it's clear this deadline will not be met.
It's going to be tough for us to go back to the residents and still say to them there's still a big hole in the middle of the road. Because residents who are residing here, all they want is this to be fixed.
The multi-million rand project has been made by delays, largely being due to a court battle between the city of Johannesburg and the first contractor. A second contractor has since been appointed for the rehabilitation project. Lebohang Dashi, Jacaranda FM News.
And I'm Marlene Fischer, back at 6.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.